Shvias, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, 4-4. I'm going to say this Mishnah according to the Bar Tanura first, but because his pshat is quite difficult, and the Tos Yom Tov really objects vehemently to it, I'll give it a second explanation according to the Rambam. The Mishnah says, Hamedel Bezesim, if one is thinning out his olive trees, that is to say, he has trees planted too closely together, and because they're so close, some of the trees are stifling the other trees, so that no tree is growing properly. So in the interest of protecting some trees, one is going to pull some of the trees away and get rid of them. In such a case, Beis Shammai says, Yagom. He can't actually rip it out of the ground, taking the roots with it, because that would look like he's working the ground, perhaps. Rather, he just cuts the trees down to be small stumps. Ubeisil Omrim Yisharesh. Beis Hillel say it's not a problem. He can actually uproot the trees. The word shoresh means root. Yisharesh to uproot them. And that's okay. And there's no reason to fear that it looks like he's working the ground. It's evident what he's doing to anybody. Umodim, but both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree, b'machalik ad shiagom. If he's not being medel, ripping out, as we'll see in a moment, one or two trees, but pulling out of the ground three or more trees that are side by side, then he can't take the roots out. He can simply just chop it down to be a small stump, and that's the most he can do, so no one thinks that he is preparing the ground for planting or working the ground. Ezuhu medel, what constitutes the medel, the thinning out of the trees? That's echro shnaim, one or two trees that are next to each other. Hamachalik, and as far as machalik, clearing out, the word chalak to make smooth, meaning the ground is smooth because there's nothing left there, clearing out a portion of land, that's shlosha zebetzad ze. That would be three trees being removed, one beside the other. The medevar mamurim, when does this restriction apply? Matok shalo, in his own fields. And in his own fields, Beis Hillel rules, if you're taking one or two trees, you can be misharesh, you can pull out at the roots. And if you're doing three or more trees side by side, again, all for the sake of thinning out the olive trees, according to the Bar Tanura, so that the other trees can grow better and survive, then it's restricted as described. However, avo mitoch shel chavero, if one is getting trees out of his neighbor's property, again, we're not assuming that it's just a free-for-all, even the Shemitah year, you can't just take your neighbor's trees, it doesn't belong to you. The fruit of the trees may be hefker, but the trees themselves belong to the neighbor. But assuming the neighbor lets you, for whatever reason, take his trees, so then then even if you're pulling out three or more trees from the ground, you can pull them out with the roots, and that's no problem. That's the pshat according to the Bar Tanura. The problem is, as we know, one of the four explicit prohibitions on Shemitah is pruning, and the point of pruning is cutting away some branches so that other branches will grow more fully and the fruit will be more, robust. And it's very difficult to understand the difference between the prohibition of chopping off individual branches and now chopping off entire trees for the sake of other trees. And therefore, the Tos Yom Tov says that the pshat must be like the Rambam. And the Rambam's understanding is that one isn't thinning out the trees, one for the removing some for the benefit of others, but rather one is simply taking some of the trees for the sake of firewood. He needs wood for burning. And therefore, he's taking these trees, and that's not prohibited at all, provided he's not doing it for the sake of, working the ground at all. He's simply just taking wood. And again, we're not discussing the considerations regarding the prohibition from the Torah of Bal Tashchis, of destroying fruit trees. Assume that the case is one where it's permitted to remove the fruit tree, which would be the case if the wood, for example, is worth more than the fruit that it produces, etc. In any case, and therefore, the Rambam learns the way to read this Mishnah is, Hamedel Bezesim, if one is removing trees for firewood, Beis Shammai Omrim Yagom, then he has to just chop it at the base, but not pull out the roots, so it shouldn't look like it's working the ground when he takes that tree. And Beis Hillel Omrim Yisharesh, it's not a problem, he can pull out the roots, even if it's one or two trees, since he's taking it for firewood, and nothing to worry about. Omodu b'machalik ad shiagom, and they all agree, meaning Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree, that if you're pulling out three trees side by side, then you have to leave the roots in and just cut it down, even if it's for firewood, but not for pruning at all. The Mishnah says, Ezu Medel, what constitutes Medel, what defines Medel, Echad Hashnaim, that's one or two trees, Hamachalik, and clearing out an area, making it smooth, that's Shlosha, three trees, Zebetzadzeh, one beside the other, three in a row. B'medevar Murum, when it's a restriction on getting firewood, that you have to leave roots in the ground if there are three or more. That's according to Beis Hillel, as the Rambam understands it. That's metoch shelo, only in your own property. Afa metoch shel chavero, if you're getting firewood from trees in your neighbor's property, afa machlik yisharesh, there's no problem. Even if you're taking three trees side by side, you can pull the trees out for firewood, including their roots. That's the Rambam's shot.